Big love in the building. Make sure I get that motherfucking lover's patience. Let me tell you one thing though. Rosé. I don't need no motivation, trying to change my situation. Make a lane away from niggas, hit a fatal when your niggas. I don't get no explanations, I don't need no validation. I don't see no competition, I don't need no phony bitches. I don't fuck with opposition, kill them all with preparation. Mix the flow with education, smoke the whole of medication. Get these hoes above my face, if you ain't adding to my space, then you a cancer to my greatness. Yeah, bitch.
Welcome, 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 welcome.
It's another week.
Oh, man.
Episode 10.
This nigga gonna say he mad scared and he got a fucking transformer
my helmet on.
It's the most invincible nigga in the room.
Right I now. Nobody can see him.
Hi.
Now, this is Optimus Crime, right?
You know the vibes.
What made you bring the helmet out?
I mean, it's the 10th episode. It's my energy. It's how I'm feeling.
Nigga energy on Cybertron.
This nigga ready to turn into a Bentley.
It's episode 10 of the Ignorant Regulation Podcast. I'm Shake
Optimus Crime, aka Nigerian Necessity.
And this your boy Kurt.
Monsieur Bouzin.
We got a special guest with us. We got, who the fuck are you?
We get nicknames and shit. I wanted to be like Lenny Thing as Possible or some Buddhist.
Lenny.
Lenny Thing as Possible.
Lenny C. Black.
Lenny C. Black.
Yo, that's fucking nasty.
Yo.
That's fucking disgusting.
I'm Lenny,
that's
guys. So
yo, somebody called you that before, bro.
I probably liked it. It was probably great.
Oh,
man. You know, this is always choosing
violence. I know
what
type of day this about to be.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. You heard every, like, one of our pod stories is always involves Lenny. That is Lenny.
Hey, guys. Hey, it's me.
All right. Let's get to the shits, man.
Well, how was everybody's week?
You know, it was all right.
It was good.
Can't complain.
My week was too. Can't complain.
Oh, shit. But,
you know, things happen. Life goes on.
Yeah.
Hey, man. You saw some pretty interesting things go on in the world this week.
Yeah, one of them starting with you.
Damn.
Oh, that's where we at?
I thought we was getting to the shits.
I didn't think that was the
what
direction.
What happened with
then.
Me?
I don't know. You tell us.
You wrote it on the topic list.
It's on the itinerary?
We jumping out the gate like that?
He put himself on the itinerary?
Yeah.
All right, so I guess you're talking about, all right, so this week at work was pretty insane.
Explain it.
If I read the topic list, it says, I got my nipples sucked at work.
Boop nook.
At South Beach? In this establishment?
Yeah, so what had happened was. So at a table, it was three older women between the ages of probably like 38, 46 range.
Okay.
Hold on!
So somebody, mama, or somebody, auntie out here.
Adults.
According to her, somebody's grandmother.
Somebody's grandmother was in here sucking nipples.
So the way it happened was she, you know, throughout the night I was serving her table, yada yada yada. People drank, you know, I think she was drinking a Henny Sangria.
That went straight to the
shout out to the Henny Sangria.
She's busting.
Sponsored by South.
So like as the night progressed, she started like dancing or whatever, and it's like encouraging me to come partake in said activities.
Damn, like, and you know what? I think that's the video Rosé put in the group chat.
There's
right?
a video?
Yeah, it's a video of this
footage.
Hey, yeah. My nigga Rosé, when I say Lenny, this looks like the Pretty Ricky grind video,
yeah.
It was that nasty.
What's going on?
Nah, dude, I'm just talking about that's what I
said. So anyway.
Pretty Ricky Rico.
The ad libs in that song was pretty nasty too.
Yeah.
Oh
nigga.
Hold on. At one point as we're outside, like we dancing or whatever, and she lift up my, so I had a South Beach shirt on, my blue South Beach shirt on. Underneath I had a wife beater. Mm. So she rips my wife beater like down the center. Mm.
What type of movie shit is this? What you mean she rips her wife? You
this nigga's
work?
Life is a movie.
Like, you know how like
Hulk, Luke.
You know how Hulk Hogan like ripped his shirt? That's
listen to me, brother. I'm gonna suck those nipples. This like rips you out of there.
Yo, she ripped the shirt just like that. So I was just in disbelief that this was happening because, like, you know, we say we're strippers or whatever, but we don't really intend to get.
See, you don't spoke into existence. Now,
now you're soliciting.
Either you got footage of this, funds. Like, this is crazy.
And, no, but that's the worst part. All of these niggas are standing there with their phones like this.
just flashing lights.
Just watching it happen.
Wow.
Just watching the violation. Yeah. Bad friends.
So security, what they're supposed to do at strip clubs when the guests get a little too handsy, they supposed to,
Yeah, because you was throwing ass at South Beach, huh?
Oh, shit. She took this nigga by his employee shirt.
Wow.
So I come inside.
They got nasty.
She come inside to go to the bathroom. So I'm walking back outside, and she lifted my shirt up and sucked my whole nipple.
You were sweaty?
Nah, because I wasn't even doing a whole bunch, but it was just like, so, just to...
Caught him with
so
that noise.
I'm fucking wild.
Don't make that noise again.
Yo, why?
I know you a guest, bro.
But that was
you right now. You next to me.
Sorry, guys.
This is one of those episodes, man.
Yeah.
So
then she did it again, like when other people
she double back on a nipple.
Yeah.
It was the same nipple, or did she like
same
respect?
Nipple? The right.
Oh,
nipple.
She made it known that she was her nipple.
She had a favorite nipple.
I mean,
she was like, "Nah, this is my one for the night. This is it.
I'm
gonna make you love me."
So, did you like it?
Yeah, he did. That's why he's blushing right now.
Boop no.
Yo, to
say I liked it would be like strange, but it was just like it was more like a shock factor.
Like was it like a ooh, like she licked my nipple, or was it like yo, oh,
like yo, this old yo, she's wilding right now, like, and everyone's kind of sitting there just watching it.
She'll
happen.
Be back.
Is she coming back for that nipple?
She'll be back.
100%. Don't say that like that.
That's what she's doing.
Yo, she made it clear that that's her nipple, bro.
Hey, yo, y'all remember that one time where Madonna kissed Drake?
I do remember that. And it was like a little weird.
Yeah, he had like that look in his face.
Yeah.
I'm getting the type of awesome shake right now.
Her breast my cat.
Like, if she walk in here, he going, shaking his shit. just a chill down
his
spine.
Like, yo, like, everything just happened so fast.
I mean.
First of all, how do you feel? Like,
do you feel molested?
Do you feel like, yo, like, I just violated. Had a great
I didn't
a great
say
time.
Stop.
Oh.
Hold on. I was, like, very much so caught off guard at what was happening.
It was more so probably the shock that, damn, you ripped my shirt, right?
Yeah, like, everyone can see you do yeah, this word. Right now.
He went through the company shirt.
Through the blue South Beach shirt. Damn. No problem.
That's a thick shirt.
Yeah,
that's not no
it's
Gildan.
Not like, yeah, it's not no pussy Gildan. Shirt. Like, that's a nigga. That's a shirt.
Like nigga, it's jeans on.
You just got him up out of there. Like,
I imagine you jumped out the gate with that. Started with that first.
Yo, Elo said we going on 10, bro.
I didn't know that. Like, that's the type of time that we.
That's very Joe Budden of him. Again.
Oh my god.
It always comes back to having Budden. Joe Budden characteristics.
Knick knack patty wag.
And if we look at the state of the Joe Budden podcast, it only, you know, we're on episode 10 and it only makes me wonder. Especially with how you jumped out the gate.
Mm.
Jumped out the gate just like Joe.
Yeah, I had to audit him. I like how you segueing. You done got used to segueing, so now you slick with it. Okay.
Hey man, I think I'm just looking at
10th episode in, you know, you feeling your confidence, you feeling yourself. I fuck with it.
Shout out to y'all though, man.
Yo, look, nigga.
How many downloads y'all at now? We was over 1,000 before. Shout out to y'all, man. This is wonderful.
You just nice, like, dang.
1704.
I feel the energy.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Creeping up on 2,000.
Yeah.
In 10 episodes, 9 episodes. This is 10 now. This shit moving like crack.
Yo, we appreciate all the people that listen.
Yeah, word. Shout out to the listeners. Like, all jokes aside, really appreciate y'all because without y'all, you know what I mean? We just talking to ourselves.
Basically.
We're not
shout
gonna
out
stop
to the them. YouTube.
Can't stop. And we won't stop.
Take that.
Oh. Before we even get into the Joe Budden podcast, Liddy. Lenny, who the fuck are
that's
you
Liddy.
Tell?
What's... You know Diddy? That's Liddy.
We're all friends here. We all know Lenny.
Throw a tomato at this nigga. What were you saying, Shake? Get back to that.
Yeah, word. I was just, you know, like, it's easy for us to get up here and talk and, you know, like, because we all know you.
Right.
We all hang out. We do this. We do that. But tell the listeners who you are.
Who am I? Well, I'm an avid fan of Hennessy. That's one of the most important things I think people should know. But outside of that, I'm a high school educator in New York Public Schools. Writing a thesis currently for my grad work on Shakespeare. What the fuck is this nigga's name?
Shakespeare.
Yes, that guy.
Okay.
Shakespeare's influence on Black literature in the African diaspora.
Okay.
You'll read it soon. Don't worry. Yeah, it'll make sense. I'm also a. I'm also a track coach. You know, I play football with these guys sometimes. Yeah, man. I have a beard.
Exactly.
Yeah, man. I wear you know, high top Air Forces and shit. That kind of thing.
Yo, this nigga is natural, bro.
Nigga said I wear high top Air Forces.
Nothing special. You know.
On the show.
Very right. Very inconspicuous, you know.
Inconspicuous.
Right. Ambiguous stuff. You know, little things you wouldn't know.
Oh, this nigga.
Potter. What did Teddy say on episode like 4? Semantics, nigga. Yeah, semantics. So semantics. That's all that matters.
So that's so. What was it?
Yo, Lenny really fucked.
Let
us.
Me punch that shit. That was semantics.
Is that on the
right? Let's go here. Let's go here. Let's tell the people what Lenny really
semantics.
Is.
Is that on the itinerary?
Yes.
Is he adding that?
Yes.
Listeners, hold on. Let's get some backstory.
Oh, shit.
One day, this nigga, Lenny.
This is from the perspective of Lo.
Yeah. What was the tweet, right?
Yeah. No, it was a screenshot tweet.
Nah.
It was a screenshot. Bert, actually, tell us the story, bro.
Well.
Damn. How many angles this shit got?
A lot.
Yours. The person that's other person that's involved, all the Twitter, us. Yeah, it's a lot of people.
Damn.
But this is where Let Me Punch That comes from. That should be the episode name.
Y'all be saying that?
Yeah.
No, you be saying that, motherfucker.
Said it, once. It didn't work.
Yeah.
It was more so like a flexing.
Lenny different. Lenny a different boy.
All right, man.
All right, so let's get to this. So we're chilling in my backyard one day. Like in the car or whatever, like, cause we're just like we're drinking, just, you know, just having a grand old time.
This before
we were going somewhere.
No.
This
we were going to
Reg's,
before Reg's
surprise party.
Right.
So we were going there, but
shout out to Boxhead Reg.
Hey, yo.
He should meet Reg.
Marcus Houston. Yo,
Dome Cold Steve Austin.
Dreidel hell, motherfucker.
All right. You're not about to do that. You're not about to just put my hands like that. Come on.
GameCube hits.
Come on. We not.
Anyway,
yo,
it was before his graduation party.
Yeah, basically. So, all I know is I forgot what was said. I think it was you, Shake. You pointed it out.
Son, this nigga was just kind of like in the car. Like,
just quiet. He's just in the back of the car.
Being
quiet.
Mad.
Like this nigga drinking Douce. I don't know if it was the Douce and the Henny.
That's what you mixed. Yes, you know what it was. You made it. It was you.
Nah, nigga. I just put Douce in the raspberry tea, bro.
You put Douce inside the Henny inside the raspberry tea.
No, I didn't.
That sounds like a recipe for
Yeah, that definitely is what
violence.
Happened.
That is well, what happened.
No. It wasn't violence. It wasn't violence that this nigga Lenny wanted to choose.
Right, I didn't know what it was. I just took what you gave me. Like, y'all was already getting lit before I got there. I was like, hey, guys. He was like, here, take this. Sip this, bro.
So if your friends jump over a bridge, you jumping off too?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Shut up.
But it's going to be lit up here without you. Where y'all niggas going?
You see where that got Rory and Maul.
Knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog.
Hold on. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to Rory and Maul. But
not Maul.
You got to still tell the story of punch. Let me punch that.
All right, man. Nasty. So basically what happened was we're going somewhere, right? We're going to Reggie's graduation. All right. Cool. I'm running late, obviously. So Bert and Shake are already in the car. They're already kind of, you know, getting into their thing without me, right? So I'm trying to catch up. He hands me whatever it is. It looks like Snapple, right? It's a pink Snapple bottle. I'm assuming that, you know, obviously there's something in there because it's these niggas, right? It wouldn't, if it was somebody else, I'd be like, oh, you know, it's Snapple. No. So I start drinking it, obviously. I'm like, oh, shit, this shit busting. Fucking Bert, what's going on here?
Douce and raspberry tea, bro.
I saw him pouring more Hennessy into the Douce, into the raspberry iced tea in the front. So I'm like, oh, we already in trouble, you know what I mean? So about 10, 15 minutes into this, I'm sweating a little bit. You know, it's starting to, the Hennessy's starting to talk to me, like, you know what I mean? Hey, nigga, pull that phone out. Like, that shit was, it was whispering in my ear. Like, yo, get your shit out, bro. Start talking crazy.
Hold on.
So I'm DMing my girlfriend and shit. Shout out to Chelsea. I'm talking a little crazy. It got a little spicy, you know what I'm saying? Some wild shit. And then by the time I send the message, close my phone, I'm a little out of it, you know what I mean? So I'm getting all these notifications on Twitter. I'm like, what the fuck? Why is everybody laughing at me? You know?
Oh God, don't tell me.
So I start clicking through. And then when I look up, Bert and Shake looking in the back seat at me like, nigga, you back there saying this? In back of us talking about, let me punch that shit, that fat ass booty. All this up, like, I'm like, oh shit. Like, did I tweet that? Like, how does these niggas see me? And Chelsea has done exposed me. I mean, caught me in 4K.
Omega HD.
And ever since then.
Yo, Chelsea is terrible.
Yeah, that was rough because I was really out of it. Like, I'm like, how are they seeing my message?
Because it was like, yo, we seen it like at the same exact, it was just like.
And we have a video for this too. Like, it's very real. Like, this nigga really said that.
Bro, he's a criminal sometimes, man. The nastiest man. Lenny's the first nigga I ever knew to eat ass.
That is true. Yeah, because niggas didn't
want to. Something you want to share with the group?
Not about me. Let's carry on.
Hey. It's okay. We here now.
Nah, we're not.
We still love you the same.
Yo.
Probably more so.
How do we get on this topic every week?
I don't know, because you niggas is dirty.
Eating ass.
Us dirty motherfuckers. You too.
Yo.
Yeah, you too. But I just carry on. You. I know.
Yo, what is the... What is the dumbest thing that you bought when you first started making money? Like, your first job. Like, I'm talking about, like, yo, I'm finally making enough money. Not to move in my parents' crib or nothing like that. Not nothing crazy. But, like, I can finally buy my own shit.
It's like an actual paycheck. Like,
yeah.
That's a tough question. Because I don't really spend my money.
Bro, I was buying, like, shoes bullshit. And clothes, bro. Like. That's mostly like what I spend my money on. That's not even crazy. It's not wild.
So you didn't spend, there's not a pair of shoes that you're like, man, I spent a bunch of money on that. I probably didn't need to, but it's like I'm making my own money now and I can't.
Nah. Not really.
So you were just mature all the time? All right.
I mean, bro, I needed clothes for school,
the same
bro.
Way. Like, I wasn't really spending my money on things that I didn't necessarily need. So... Nah, I don't really have anything.
I didn't spend it.
Well,
it
depends on,
like,
on what you call dumb, because some people say gold teeth is dumb, and
gold teeth are never dumb. Nothing you, gold is ever.
That's
dumb.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Buy like a fucking a gold like toilet brush, then it's like the greatest thing of all time.
Okay, I wasn't going there, but all right, I'm with you.
Nothing gold is ridiculous.
I feel you.
You could eat all of your food with like a gold spoon. It's like, but yeah. It's fucking gold, nigga. Like,
yeah, I need me a gold spoon.
Yeah, like. Gold.
I started making money. I bought an iPhone. That was the first thing I bought for my own money.
Hold up. You brought this upon yourself, player. This nigga just whistled in my ear and said, that was pretty dumb.
I'm fucking wildin'. Pull your phone out, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Bam. Boy, if you don't get to what even? Bam. It's like a fake iPhone, bro.
This nigga pulled out here. A Texas Instrument.
This nigga about to fucking practice for the SATs.
Yeah, why they frying your phone like that, bro?
No, why he bring that here? That's the real question. Actually, can we block this shit? Can we get like a little sensor bar where this nigga phone is at on the camera?
Yeah, that would be so fire. Word. So we don't have to be associated with it.
Word.
I'm in several group chats just because
this nigga don't want to get an iPhone.
Got an iPhone, bro.
Would not be on Twitter if Lenny had an iPhone.
What did Thanos say? And where did that lead you? Back to me. Back to me.
You know, this nigga is crazy.
These androids just be choosing violence.
Yep. They're horrible people.
Yes.
Very much.
At least I'm... Fuck you guys. At least if I don't drop it on the floor right here, it's not going to fucking crack into a million pieces.
Is that what you think?
Yeah, that's what I've seen with my own eyes.
So I asked you guys what you guys bought because, like, this week, so one of our food runners came in, right? His name is Marcus.
All right.
Shout out to Marcus. Marcus makes music. Marcus came in. He's showing us these pictures of this lizard. Now Marcus has been working with us.
Pictures of what?
Of a lizard. It's a bearded dragon.
Slack.
What made you go with that verse?
So now it's just like Marcus been with us like 3 weeks to a month, Rosé, something like that. All right, thanks for answering, bro. Great job.
Nah, he shook his head. Yeah.
I can't see him. Mm-hmm. I thought he was gonna say yeah, because I'm turned this way.
Yeah.
Showing us this, you just sitting there, it's like, yo, what made you, like, what, why the first thing you buy, you start making your good money, is a fucking bearded dragon.
Fucking iguana.
This nigga got an iguana.
You could have bought that when he was broke.
Man got a gecko.
Yo, I walked through every single person.
Did he name it?
Yo, I don't remember what his name was. I don't remember what the name was. But he walked through. I walked through every single person. I was like, yo, what would you rather buy, a lizard or a car?
How much is a lizard? Wait, don't tell me.
And at the time, though, but here's the thing. He misled niggas because he made me believe that he spent like $550 on his lizard.
On a salamander, nigga?
Yo, Lenny.
This nigga's so educated. He can every fucking species. A reptile.
On a fucking, come on, bro. A Komodo dragon, bro?
How much did Burrow spend on this fucking bearded dragon?
At the end of the day, I think he said he spent like $300.
Okay. That's a lot for a life.
Yeah. It's a good amount. It's not as bad as I
said. That's a lot for a life?
A living animal.
Bro, why you gotta highlight that? Keep it moving.
This nigga Elo third eye was like, oh.
Keep it moving.
Third eye was wild.
People sold for less.
Keep it moving.
He about to take us down a deep rabbit hole.
I'm not. I'll be trying to chill. Y'all always be trying to paint me to be this.
The pyramids.
You my man's nah, bro.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That was
y'all brought him here?
That was the last one. I promise.
No, it's not.
That was the last one on Elo.
See how he changed? Yo, he always chooses violence. But you gotta love Lenny because he chooses violence. Like in the simplest way.
I honestly don't.
It's like we brought DJ Academics on the show.
All right, wait.
He must really want to talk about it. That's just the third time.
I like to think I at least got a little drip.
Word.
So I guess you brought up DJ Academics. I want to talk about what we've learned about the JPP.
Well, what did we learn? Because honestly, I'm still in the dark.
Yeah, what was the full story? Like, what occurred?
Basically, niggas got funny when money came around and niggas didn't want to let niggas see the books. Cause
wait, what are we talking about? We talking about Academics or I'm lost?
No, Academics. We're talking about the JPP, bro. Oh, we're not even talking about fucking Academics, bro.
Cool.
I don't care about him.
So tell it, bro.
Continue.
So basically, one side is saying that like, niggas was shady. Like, this whole shebang, like, they're fired. Like, it looked crazy. Which
was a lot of nasty.
Yeah, it was a lot of nasty work. It was kind of hard to like listen to, like because it was like fucking like 2 hours of that, like just bashing friends and bashing, you know, co-hosts and saying that, like, they're fired, this, that, and the third. But then saying that he's going to sue them if they try to do a podcast without him.
That's like snitching to me.
But. Yeah. But it's like, yo, you're the dude that always says, fuck the system, and, like, you turning into the system.
Son, this nigga was crying over De La Soul splits.
Oh, my God.
And wouldn't let niggas see the paperwork for they splits.
Yeah. It's like,
that's crazy, bro.
And then, what was it like, probably like that Saturday, I believe they came out with the video of Rory and Maul, like their side, telling it.
Discussion, what happened.
And it was like $2 to see, so I paid the $2. Whatever.
I got $2 for my guys.
Yeah, I give them $2.
I do not have $2 for them. But anyway,
I don't. Yeah, but the recap was really great.
Like, yeah, it's nice to see the videos on Twitter. Yeah, I'll let you guys tell us what happened.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so basically, like, they told their side, and
what seems more believable? Like, does it seem like Joe has a leg to stand on, or is it a thing where it's just like, yo, this guy looks like the dirtbag that everyone says he is?
It depends on perspective. It depends on how you look at it.
Is he a dirtbag?
Because
that's the perspective I'm looking at.
Joe Budden has to be a dirtbag.
I hate to say it because, you know, I'm a fan. But, yeah, he be on some dirtbag shit for real.
Earl Sweatshirt would never.
Nobody would listen to Earl Sweatshirt.
Word, and very, Joe Budden's not my all-time favorite.
Nigga,
so
you can quote Earl Sweatshirt right now.
I can.
And so could you.
No, I cannot.
Why you got like, so many necklaces?
It's not like bitch that's in not, here. All you niggas is bitches to me.
I'm talking about
that's his music.
I'm pretty. You said nobody would ever quote him. We wasn't talking about Joe Budden's music.
Good point. That's pod worthy, honestly. If he was on the pod wilding out,
I win that war there.
If he was on the pod wilding out like that, I would listen.
Derail us from a good topic by bringing up the shenanigans. I'm sick.
Anyway, you're saying as a fan, you're disappointed because your man looks very shaky in the light.
Yeah,
because not only with. Damn, this is like I can go from topic to topic when it comes to this nigga. I had recently read up on some other shit about the whole Olivia Dope situation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Woo. Now that's nasty. The line in the sand.
That's too much, bro. You feel me? Like, and I don't know why I always end up speaking to you niggas out there who don't be not y'all, because I know y'all understand.
It's about to call
every
y'all pussy.
Male in this room understands what I'm about to express, but. Mm-hmm. For you dickheads out there who always be on some women hating shit, niggas like, oh nah, what Joe Budden did wasn't sexual harassment. To put some backstory to listeners who don't know, Olivia Dope was on the podcast called See the Thing Is. She was the third host. And I guess one day, Joe Budden came on their podcast and he said some choice words to Shorty. He's talking about, he expressed that he wanted to fuck her. Now niggas talking about, oh, that's not sexual harassment because.
Why would you say that? Just like what on the
that's
air?
On air?
Yeah, but they edited it out, I believe.
Oh.
Yeah. They edited it out all 3 points.
So.
All 3 points?
Yeah. He said it more than once?
He's trying to like.
What the fuck is wrong with this nigga?
It was just. Yeah, it was just nasty work, bro.
You feel me? So it's like a lot of other shit I can excuse, but that is just like. We're back to you niggas who don't understand. When you in a work situation, right? And whether if you're below or above, if you're expressing to a woman in the workplace, and I don't care if it's podcasting, because at the end of the day, what they were doing is work.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they friends outside of that shit or in the shit, what they're doing, they have contracts, they're doing shit for money, they're getting paid. It's business. So for him to come in there as the network owner, per se, and express like, oh, I want to fuck Shorty, whatever. Now she feels as though it's just like, all right. Well, I'm not going to say how she feel.
Mm-hmm.
But it can open the door towards like a multitude of things. It's just like, bro, you ain't had no business doing or saying that.
It's easy to see how you could come up with like, dang, if I don't do this, he might fire me.
Exactly.
Like, you don't have to say it explicitly.
Exactly. Like, and it's just like, you're not supposed to put nobody in that type of position.
And to say that in a room full of people.
Yeah.
Behind, in front of cameras.
Word.
That's going to be on the air. It's going to be on TV. It's very much so creating an environment of mm-hmm. like, okay, if nobody says anything or checks me now, everyone in here knows what's going on. So you're all complicit.
Yeah.
And if nothing happens to me now, like, I'm good, basically. It creates an enabling environment or creates an opportunity.
1,000%.
It's like, all right, are y'all going to say anything? Because if you're not, Well, then we all know what you guys all stand for. And I can simply say it's like, nah, everyone in this room was there and nobody said anything. If I really said anything that was wrong, which, you know, that's how he would spin it.
Oh,
like, oh, if I really said anything that was wrong, like, why didn't anybody say anything? Why is she waiting until now when my podcast late? But it's like, you feel me?
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie, it kind of looked a little way to me and shit because it's just like, damn. She's on the show with two other women. And it's just like, I don't know what the situation is behind closed doors. I don't know if they really fuck with Shorty or not, but just like as a woman, it's just like,
it being edited out is really disgusting.
That's very telling. Yeah, they still put the episode out. That's
like, they put the episode out. Like, things have been able to move forward. Like, it took the tearing down of this podcast and how this stuff is pretty much imploding right now.
Mm-hmm. And that's another thing. Yeah, so it's just like, this was the first show that you introduced to your network.
Yep.
Other than the one that you brought that was yours, you decided to bring these women as, yo, this is how I'm expanding my network, and this is the shit that you do? Mm-hmm. That's fucking crazy. Yeah.
And it's sociopath.
It's interesting that you bring up, like, the environment that it kind of contributes to, because there was, like, tweets going around where, like, it was this one guy, he was like, you know what, Joe, I've been a big fan. I stuck through and stuck by you through all the sexual assault allegations.
Yeah, that's crazy. Now this is where I draw the line.
It's like, what, nigga?
Yeah, this is where you draw the line?
Imagine typing that with your fingers and pressing send. I stuck with you behind all the sexual assault allegations, but this here takes the cake.
Turning your back on your friends, though, that's where I draw the line.
Yeah.
Like, what, it literally says, I do not care about women.
Niggas is nasty.
Bro, and then, like, he stopped his friends from seeing the county. Like,
oh, yeah, back to this shit. Yeah, so let's, all right.
Like,
so at first, Bert, you already know, I was kind of looking at it like, oh, nah.
Like, you saw it from Joe's side, and you was kind of agreeing with him.
Yeah, I fucked with his perspective because me, I was kind of biased as a fan, and I'm just thinking in my head that, nah, Joe Budden wouldn't give it up like that. Not all the shit that he be screaming and preaching. He not about to be the one that's going to be shitting on his mans, his friends. Nah, I could never. And then I thought it was very telling that he was saying what he was saying, and Rory and Maul ain't come out and say shit. So, you know me. Shout out to the Bodega Boys. Got to hear both sides.
That's what I waited for.
Wasn't hearing both sides. So it looked a certain type of way. Then once I heard their side, everything kind of like got put into context. And then it kind of like showed for real. It's just like, this nigga Joe Budden's on some bullshit.
And it was so bad about it. It's like he's somebody that, like, when you think about podcasting, if you would have said this like a year and a half ago about podcasting and said, this is where the Joe Budden podcast is going to be today, May, whatever the fuck it is today, 2021, that the Joe Budden podcast is going to be imploding in front of our eyes after getting the Spotify deal and championing podcasting rights and getting the Patreon deal and breaking the mold and all the blah, blah, blah that Joe Budden has spewed.
All these deals just be like, what do they really mean?
The Cash App deal and all these Spotify, whatever the fuck it is, you couldn't have told anyone that this is where it would be. And it only really goes to show you that, like, I don't want to say just that money changes people, but you never really know what's going to happen. You never really know what's going on behind closed doors with these things that people show you.
Yo, they said that they've been looking for the record books of the accounting since 2019. At least since 2019.
Like, imagine.
Fucking crazy.
Imagine I'm saying we're progressing. Word. We're moving forward. Mm-hmm. And just the analytics. We use Podient, and I'm the only nigga with the password. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, hey, bro, you know, how many downloads we get this week?
Fuck out of here.
You know, like, you don't really need to know that.
I will look at you fucking crazy.
Bro, and we're just talking about analytics. These niggas are getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting money. They're getting sponsorship deals. They're getting this. They're getting that. All the things I just talked about. And he's saying, nah, nigga, you can't see that shit.
I mean, I can see why Rory always wanted to fight. Like, yo, I got hands, bro. Like, even though they said that was a joke, but fuck
yeah,
that.
They both
said
that was a joke.
The paperwork for 2 years, bro.
There's always a little truth in every joke.
All the time.
He probably really wanted to fight.
He must have. Like,
We can fight. Ha ha. It's only but so many times.
It's like putting LOL at the end.
Yeah, how many times I can say that to you on the mic before you just like, hey, bro?
It's like,
bro,
it's like, nah, like, you got to ask you a question like, yo, is you good? Like, do you really feel that way?
Is everything like, okay at home?
Yeah, like.
He's fighting punchlines getting a little crazy.
Yeah. Oh,
man, but besides all of that, for him to, for Joe Budden to kind of be in the wrong and then to come crazy and then just berate his friends on the podcast for hours.
Man, he told Maul that he was the nigga hiding deodorant.
Dude, do we think
detergent.
That?
Detergent. Like,
that's
like,
funny.
That's
I laughed
funny
when I heard that. I'm just like,
he's a dickhead.
Y'all niggas, I'm a boy.
Yo, y'all in a house where y'all don't know everyone, y'all don't tuck y'all detergent and y'all shit?
Yo.
Niggas stealing detergent.
Yo, y'all like, listen. Yo, if you ain't couponing my nigga, like, it's done up for you.
I've never been burglarized for detergent, bro. That's kind
of. I mean, I've had roommates before in certain situations.
Niggas were stealing detergent.
Niggas steal socks before they steal detergent.
That's nasty.
Oh wow.
Sweaty feet be in them socks. I don't care how much you wash them.
Hold on.
I'll share my shit with you. Now, he's Joe Budden. I'm sure Joe Budden can afford detergent. So the fact, like, the circumstances are pretty funny. But
he was trying to like call him a bum nigga. That's basically what he was.
He was selling it online. Like, yo, this is Joe Budden detergent, baby. Give me $40 for this shit.
Who out there buying Joe Budden's detergent?
I mean, this is Joe. I got that Joe Budden.
Fucking heroin infused detergent.
Just some like. All right.
Yo.
This is a different type of Tide.
Yo, come on, son.
Get close.
Yo, stop.
Clothes be droopy and shit. And it's funny because Joe clothes be droopy.
You put it in the dryer.
I'm fucking wild.
You put it in the dryer and pull it out and it's denim. Like, why is my hoodie True Religion?
Yo, that nigga dressed
How the fuck?
This was Gap before I put it in.
You put your Scully in the dryer, you pull it out, it's a fitted. Like, what?
Nah, fedora.
It's that Joe Budden.
With an out of box.
It's that fucking Joe Budden.
Put some sweats in there, they bitches come out leather.
Yo, he got a lot of fucking nerve seeing people like shit wearing all them fucking fits.
Yo, it's the hat.
Wearing all them dumbass fits. Out here talking crazy to people.
Put on mommies in there. They come out Levi's.
They come out with cuffs.
That nigga washing machine is magic.
Why is my shit cuffed up 3 times at the bottom?
Ew. Yo. Not the 3 cuffs. That's some shake.
Yo, that nigga wore the hat, the Scully with the brim.
With the brim.
Yo, the Scully with the bread.
Whatever. A fadidit.
Nigga dressed like
Shout out to DJ. Shout out to DJ Elzy. Yo, he here on Thursdays at South Park.
A fadidit. Really. That's the name right there.
Fadidit.
Yo, that niggas you niggas used to niggas used to fold them shit.
Oh my god.
Yo, the nigga wearing that always used to have a fucking Carhartt jacket on too.
With that shit folded up, the brim folded up.
Yo,
yo.
Nigga always had a hot chocolate on. Yo, I gotta have a hot chocolate before school.
The nigga was going to work.
With no book bags.
Nigga got the gel fit on.
He in the yard.
He in recess, posted on the wall so he could see everybody.
Selling Pop Tarts out with that jacket.
They got a cigarette.
Nah, right. He rolled up a fucking hall pass.
Wait a minute. How do we get here?
You're frying Joe Budden.
Playing dice for bus tickets.
Yo, that's
Hop in the crap.
I told you this episode was not going to be serious, bro.
Yo, imagine nigga head cracked, now you can't get home.
Oh, wait.
Oh my God, bro. Yo, what is it, ELO 4-5-6? That's how you win? I don't know shit about playing dice. I'm laughing.
Shut up, bitch.
Damn. Yo, ELO was trying to explain it to me one time. It's like you roll the dice.
Allegedly.
Fuck? If you get snake eyes, just fight everybody. That's
bad.
Just start hitting everybody. Everybody that's nearby.
What game we playing?
Yeah, that means some dice looted.
That must be some Westworld shit.
Yeah, niggas gonna check your pockets.
And run your pockets, nigga.
You get my fault, OG.
Where's the itinerary?
You're just nigga in these big words.
Itinerary is a big word.
Yeah.
To me right
that
now.
That is a sixth grade word.
Yo.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, shit.
It's the itinerary.
Oh, shit.
I don't even know where we at.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yo, the fucking the Joe Budden fits is so funny, bro. You can go.
Yeah, I think that's direction. Yeah, just created a fucking Joe Budden fit.
You said what?
That's
what
we happened. Created a Joe Budden fit.
We was making a imaginary Joe Budden fit. That's where we got lost at.
Because we went from the fucking hat
to Carhartt jackets and all that,
and the cigarettes,
the denim capes.
And it all started with fucking heroin infused tied with bleach.
No, remember the denim sweatsuit? It was like half denim. Oh man, now that's when I got a fun. That shit was wild.
Yeah,
that nigga dressed how J. Cole's albums be sounding.
That yes, oh that's a good one. I like that. Yeah, that's a very very very. That's a pretty accurate comparison.
Like
pretty,
them niggas be sound, them shits be sounding, and I'm not by myself. Today,
it's
so
very
I'm
denim.
Getting y'all niggas asses.
Nah. This not. You know what?
Yo, them shits be stinking.
I'm the hottest shit out the South since slavery.
Ooh.
And that nigga said. Nigga, he said it again. Wait, he said it again. I'm the hottest dig out the South since slavery. And made this face. Damn, Cole, that was hard.
That's a good bar. It was? That was a bar?
It was a bar.
Bro, the pyramid.
Bird, that was a bar.
It was.
The pyramids.
What?
It was.
It was a bar, though.
It was a bar.
God, bro.
I'm not saying it was the greatest of bars, but.
Yeah, it was a bar.
Stinks, that shit was a fart. Speaking of farts, J. Cole has a lot of bars about farts. Can we go down that rabbit hole for a little bit?
Yeah.
Wait.
Can we? Hey, y'all gonna like this.
Yeah, nah.
Because I read this shit. Whenever I need a really good laugh,
I'm fucking wildin'.
Rose fucking stupid. Whenever I need a really good laugh, I read about J. Cole's bars that have to do with poop and farts. You ready for some of these? Can we ready to go?
Yo,
so listen. On his song On and On, he said, "Bitch is always on my dick. I wear a condom when I shit." On Skyboy, he said, "Motherfucker, I'm the shit. I pass gas when I feel."
Like, come on.
On Last Call, J. Cole said, "These niggas think they the shit and they ain't even farted yet."
Come on, bro.
Come on.
It's a lot of these. Like, it's like 400 of them. Like, he does it a lot. Like, he keeps doing it.
Yo, just keep going.
Look. On See It to Believe It, he said, "You the shit only because I digested you niggas."
You niggas came out of my ass. That's what he said. That's what the bar translates to.
Yo, he has two of these on the song The Cure. He has two of them. He said, "Swallow the key to my cell, which means I got an impossible lock to pick. And if you want my spot, you gotta go through lots of shit." Yo. And then he followed that up. He followed that shit up with, "Now they tell me."
He followed that shit up.
He said, "Now they tell me, man, you like the realest shit I ever smelt."
What made you go with that verse?
And niggas be outside chanting like Cold World.
He's back.
Yo.
The real. That nigga said, "What's that smell? Where's your diaper shit here?"
What made you go with that verse?
All right, Lenny. Yeah, I'm going to stop now because it's like 200. Look. It's a whole lot of them. They got them all listed out.
Yo, it's mad of them. It's mad of them.
Yo, what made you go look and search J. Cole poop bar?
Because,
yo, I saw
fucking
like, yo, if that's just his Google search, imagine what the fucking Pornhub shit is.
You don't want to see that one. I don't even want to talk about that one in the pod.
Oh, what?
The police might come in this motherfucker. Sir, what are you?
Like, how did you find that, yo?
Yo, I saw a tweet and it was like, "All J. Cole raps about is shit." And I was like,
"What made you go with that verse?"
That's when I first realized
I
wasn't.
Said, "I gotta go find out if it's true."
It was like, that's like when I first started like not really liking him. I was like, oh wait, really? Let me go see if he really be rapping about shit. And yeah, he got like one bar about shit in every song he's ever written. There's some reference.
Yo, now I'ma always just look for a shit bar. Yeah, fuck
it up. Shut and up, now bitch. When I be saying this nigga's doo-doo, it makes sense.
He likes doo-doo. Like, that's what he's into.
Random. If niggas wanna go down another fucking rabbit hole, Dave East and Petey Pablo have the same vocal tones.
Yeah.
Into that another day.
I can see that. Petey just sounds cooler saying stuff.
What does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
Are you a different animal than the same beast?
This nigga literally sound like Morgan Freeman.
Ain't that what Kobe said?
Yo, this nigga.
More of it. More.
Yeah.
I don't know what we thought.
bringing
this nigga up on this pod.
I'm so sorry, guys.
This is a horrible idea.
This is the greatest shit ever.
It's the weed, bro.
Police.
Shout out to South Beach again, man.
Sponsored by South Beach.
There you go. Shouted it out like they was the dispensary. Nigga said it was the weed. Shout out to South Beach.
It could be.
What the fuck? We don't do those. We got rum buckets here, nigga.
Get you drunk.
Yo, they would definitely do that. I'm not going to. Yeah, nah, we're not going to talk about that.
Nah,
they definitely do that.
Yeah, just if you come to South Beach, just get a rum bucket. Yo, you gonna be good.
Drink it slow. Stir it. Let the ice melt. Do yourself a favor.
For you ladies that think that you drink, don't do it. Don't drink it all at once.
Yeah.
It's a different kind of challenge, man.
Yeah.
No, let's not make that a challenge. Not the South Beach rum bucket
challenge. The rum bucket challenge.
Oh my God. Let's get it going on TikTok right now.
Hell no, please. Henny Sangria. You don't need the rum bucket challenge. Nah.
Rum bucket.
Drink each rum bucket and then do the electric slide for 5 minutes. If you can do that shit without falling over, you don't gotta pay.
You gotta. Yeah, your whole tab is 60%
off. Not the whole tab, nigga. That's my money.
How much? Oh yeah, he ain't here getting his nipples sucked for free. You better come up off some change.
Snoop Nook. Oh, that's your sound, huh?
Yo.
That's pretty cool.
Boop Nook.
Niggas five.
I like that shit.
That's from fucking CC.
Ah. Shout out to her.
She made that up for no reason.
You your niggas.
That shit is fire.
I gotta watch my back around you guys.
Wait, what?
Why?
Because he don't be wearing no undershirt.
Who don't got no undershirt?
He the most likely to get his nipples sucked.
Who, Jake? Well, who, me?
Yeah, you.
Bro, ain't nobody out here just getting my goodies. I don't know what you think this is, bro.
Hamas, amigos.
Continue, sir. Where were we going? I'm sorry.
I don't know. That shit just went super left. We started talking about nipples. Again, like,
that's how the show started.
Yeah, word.
With nipples.
Titties.
This shit came
from I don't know, man. I might have to start working at South Beach if that's the type of shit that's going on here.
Niggas heard they get their nipples sucked at work and said they want to put in the application.
Word? I'm trying to come.
Yo.
Pause.
Yo, why?
This nigga fweet.
Why I got to go
there? You go with that verse?
Fweet. She was in here like Mike Tyson squeezing that breast. You seen that? She was looking at shape like.
Oh, yo, why do we bring this nigga on?
Try and get out whatever she could.
All right. I always gotta push the envelope with the nasty.
I didn't do it.
I think my mom still be listening. Hey, mom.
Shout out to Elo's mom.
Oh, this is over.
She cut this shit off at minute 7.
Nigga, 7 seconds in.
She was like, nope. Yeah, don't do that. Yo, you niggas seen that the game offered, what is it?
To fight the Pauls?
Yo, he said, yo, meet me and my brother. Me and my brother be down here. You niggas meet us down here. And what he?
He said something like, hate it or love it, but we'll beat your fucking
ass.
Talking to the game.
Yo, that is
crazy.
Yo, stop dealing with these influencers, these fucking tweets. Like, watching celebrities go out sad to influencers or to, like, people that's like our age, or like people with nothing to, like,
yeah, they have nothing to lose.
It's hilarious because them niggas be serious. And the pub, like,
they're just having fun.
Laughing. Like, they're in their fucking room, like, yo.
You're going to beat this black guy up again.
Bro. He knocked that.
Who y'all got in that fade, though?
Oh, nah, he going to lose.
Who, DePaul's?
Yeah, he doesn't have enough range to
beat. Yeah.
You think the game.
Oh, no, he's going to beat up the game. That's different. I thought you were talking about Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah,
no,
that's what I'm talking about.
He'll beat the fuck out of the game.
That's what I'm talking about.
That nigga's at workout. That nigga don't be in the gym.
You think the game's winning?
This is a sanctioned boxing match?
Yeah. And you better not bring your hood nigga logic into this. This nigga is a boxer.
He don't beat the shit out of the game. Like,
he's more of a boxer than the game is.
Yeah, he's got.
He about to go out just like Nate Robinson.
Yeah.
And Nate Robinson, I guess, trained a little bit. I know the game is 6'5", but come on.
I got too much faith in the game. I don't think he's going to go out like Nate Robinson.
Yeah, he did kind of beat the nigga with one hand. It's kind of crazy.
Man, listen.
He'd go out sad.
I got a lot of faith in this.
No, I don't. No, I just have less faith in these other niggas.
Yeah, I got more faith in dudes that are like in the gym and doing professional fights. Than
I had too much faith in Nate Robinson. I'm not doing it again.
Some nigga in L.A.
What have any of us seen the game fight?
Nah, none of us. We're talking about like waist deep or some shit when he was big meat.
Nah, when he beat up the guy with one hand.
Payback from big meat.
Yo,
what made you go with that verse?
Yo, that
should never said that.
Payback from big meat.
What made you go with that verse?
Oh God.
I should have never said that word. Why did I say the word?
Me, yo, Lenny says me all the time.
I know.
What made you go with that verse?
Nigga be writing it in all caps.
Hamas.
That shit auto-corrects itself to go capitalize.
Each time, yeah. At this phone, yeah. At this point, my phone knows what is coming.
That's wild because we talking about me.
What made you go with that verse?
Payback. Nah. Never mind.
Yo, this nigga's a genius, bro. That was genius.
That's crazy.
What are we talking about? They're going to beat up the game.
Man, if them niggas fight... Honestly, I don't even know why we even be entertaining this shit or even watching this shit at this point. But fuck it. I'm always going to root for everybody black.
I wouldn't watch it, but I definitely am interested. I think it's a horrible idea that the fight is even happening.
Yeah.
But that Floyd Mayweather, like, Paul fight, like, why the fuck is Floyd doing that?
He just likes money.
Like, do you... He has, like, so much more to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you think he's going to lose?
Do I think he's going to lose? No.
All right, then. So what you talking about? He got so much to lose.
It takes in the one case punch. That, yeah, we are boxing.
Yeah, and he's fighting 30 pounds.
We are boxing. Like, there's so many things that go into it. I'm not talking about the fact that, like, this nigga could ever be even remotely in the range of Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah.
Floyd Mayweather could slip into a punch and get knocked out.
Yeah. Or something goofy.
And his whole career is tarnished. This nigga has never lost a fight ever.
He did like some amateur, not amateur, but it was like some boxing thing overseas. That kid was like undefeated and he beat the shit out of him.
Who?
Floyd Mayweather.
Floyd Mayweather beat that kid? Or
some like rising amateur star.
Yeah, it's like
he just went over
like
there
that.
And they were putting it together and he like beat him. He slapped him.
Yeah.
I'm not right. We know who Floyd is. I'm not doubting who Floyd is. But what I'm saying is like, if I'm Floyd and I'm gonna come out to fight, right? I'm not coming out to fight Jake Paul.
Mm-mm. Coming out
like,
to fight a boxer.
There's nothing for Floyd to gain and everything for him to lose. When you look at the actual scenario, what is he weighing besides a paycheck?
Why I gotta be for anything else besides a paycheck?
Because of the legacy that he actually has at this point.
Yo, so if he loses this match, we're about to take away his whole legacy.
He's not undefeated no more.
So the fuck what?
That was his biggest thing.
He did everything he did. He chose his fights the way he did. He fought this person when he fought him. He did this that way.
Fuck all
that. To be undefeated.
Yo, that's cool.
He would no longer, to me, honestly, he would no longer be in any GOAT conversation if that happened.
Because he lost after he fucking retired and did some fucking exhibition bullshit?
Yeah.
Yes, in that fashion.
To a fucking Twitter influencer.
As a boxer, as nigga who knows boxing and shit, right? Let me ask you something.
I know you're a boxer.
Think of all the niggas who are considered like the greats.
Right.
What were their records?
They all have a lot of, at least five, three, four, five losses.
All right, then. So now, because this nigga gets
any of
one
them,
now,
are any of them to Twitter influencers?
No, yeah, they all lost to legends.
They all lost, like, big fights.
Mike Tyson only has losses to niggas that are in the Hall of Fame.
Like,
got a point. Okay.
That's the point.
I was just speaking from a numbers.
Right, but we're not talking about numbers. It's not about logistics here. I'm literally saying this nigga should not be taking this fight because the opportunity for him to actually lose, for it to actually happen, like, he doesn't gain anything besides the money.
Yeah.
And to me, the money really probably isn't going to be but so good because it's just Jake Paul. Like, Floyd is the one carrying the car.
Yeah, like, he's letting people use him as, like, you know, like, he's, like, dancing around like a monkey. Like, mix around with Floyd Mayweather. You're not going to really win, but, you know, you're dancing around with Floyd Mayweather, you know. All these white dudes with no experience in the sport, they keep getting him into this, like, and it's their big moment. Like, Conor McGregor did the same thing. That was the most money he ever made, was that one boxing match. To this day.
And there you go. Colonizing again.
There you go, man.
I mean, is it?
No, it's not, but it sounds cool. Pyramids, there you go. Boom. J Electronica style.
Nigga said pyramids.
Third eye with the dome, with the Nostradamus, with the look. You know how it goes.
Doom.
J. Cole style.
Doom. Ew. Yo, J. Cole apparently plays basketball.
Yeah, man.
He played his first game in Africa.
Rwanda, to be exact.
His final stats, he was 3 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists in 17 minutes.
Exactly. I'm fucking wild. I just want to say for everybody who's watching and shit, this nigga Shake has had that on his screen the entire podcast.
He's been waiting to say this shit. Because it is just so funny.
He was out there getting cardio. He was out there just jogging it up. He was getting his Tony Snell.
Niggas expecting him to drop 30?
No, like, but I would like 10. Any hood nigga over here.
He did better than Tony Snell. Tony Snell had nothing for 28 minutes.
Snell was in the NBA, not the Rwanda basketball.
Tony Snell would fucking give
Okay,
J. Cole.
That's the NBA, and that is the fucking, that's the fucking African.
Tony Snell.
In Rwanda.
But they just started that up.
Tony Snell was in America, bro, playing teams that play LeBron James.
Tony Snell would give J. Cole 40 and 30. On that Sunday afternoon.
In church shoes.
In church shoes.
With no feet on.
Off a pint of Hennessy.
Hey, Shake, how much points you dropping in the Rwanda League?
Zero, my right, nigga, but I didn't go. I wasn't a college basketball player.
This basketball game?
I didn't go to fucking St. John's or none of that. Playing ball, I don't talk. I didn't name all my fucking mixtapes. I don't have a basketball on the cover of all of them and then go to my fucking one chance to have a debut about fucking anything and drop 3 points in 17 minutes.
Cuz was out there getting his calisthenics in.
But it was a game that
I wish you niggas could see the fucking warm-ups. I bet you the team fucking lost. This nigga's warming up to his own music. Got the team spirits down.
They won, actually. They beat them niggas by like 23, I think. Mm.
Shout out to the other guys.
Yeah, and they're like, I ain't never did this before.
Why would y'all do this
before the game?
While
you just doing dribbling drills?
I ain't never did this before. Yeah. I ain't never did.
Son, what is wrong with you, yo? This nigga is crazy.
This nigga is just weird wilding.
Yo, I don't even know how to react to this. I swear to God, like, it's
this nigga doing
Hamas amigis.
Doing Hezzy's pet size ups and shit.
All right, man. I don't even know what to say anymore, bro. Where we at?
Yo, what's the time?
What's left?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Yo, this nigga came in here wildin', bro.
Man, get your shout-outs out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, who you got to shout-out, Lenny?
On the spot, you.
Me?
Yeah,
you.
Yeah, imagine being one of Lenny's friends and watching this, and he's like, oh, I don't have anybody to shout-out.
Like, yeah, like
niggas that got businesses. Like, Lenny wears all types of beads and shit. And all the niggas that sell Lenny's beads, he doesn't shout them niggas out.
You know, he don't shout out the barber, none of that, you know.
Can I pass and come back? gotta look through your contacts. Like, come on, niggas.
We don't do some cool shit.
We did all ours.
Like, come on, man.
I want to say,
y'all shouted people out. I didn't hear that.
No, I ain't never shout out nobody.
Yeah, get him, Elo.
I'm gonna shout out some few people. Let me shout out first. I'm shout out God. Shout out to y'all. Then shout out to my mama. Shout outs. It's like, nah, I'm not going to do that. Shout out to visual hub.
Why y'all looking at me?
You normally go after Elo.
Man, shout out to everybody that's just listening and watching. We appreciate y'all. Boozin. That's it.
Shout out to all the good friends graduating this year, man. So I saw a lot of graduates through this COVID stuff, and that was kind of. Yeah, I mean, you're included, yeah.
It's a lot more.
You graduating too, though.
Yeah, man. I'm wrapping it up, man. Once this thesis is out of here, that's a wrap for me.
This nigga really writing a thesis.
Yes, like, man. 30-page thesis on Shakespeare's in
Yo, we gotta read that.
Godspeed, bro.
You can, man. It's gonna be pretty interesting.
Is it double space?
It should be double space.
Yeah, 30 pages of anything seems like a manual.
Yeah, it's not great all the time, but
yo, why language artists always choose that like type of violence though?
I think that's how they like try and get you to prove that you're a tough guy. Like, yeah, nigga, stretch that shit out, nigga. Yeah, make it long.
Pause.
Whoa! What made you go with that verse?
They be trying to make you elongate everything that you fucking say. Like, it's like, nigga, I said it 10 pages ago. Like,
the nigga helped.
There it is.
The nigga helped well.
He wrote a lot of shit. And it was good.
So Elo didn't have to write a thesis?
No, I ain't had to write no motherfucking thesis. I'm not being no doctor. Fuck. Niggas got me fucked up. They like, yo, do this, do that. I'm like, word? All right, say less. I'm out of here. The most I ever typed was 20 pages. 30? You got
that's
me
fire.
School, I used to write my thesis or papers with vegetables.
I remember.
It sounds.
I remember. Stressful. When I was at school and I had to write like a 10-page paper, and the professor was like, yo, if Barack Obama becomes president again, it's going to go down to 5. I was praying that nigga won. Cause I waited till like the last day to do that shit.
You wrote 5 pages and was like, "All right, if this shit goes south, I'm stopping."
Bro, I took my ass to the voters' booth.
Come on, Barack, I need this work.
I said my vote gonna count.
There were drone strikes that happened just so Burke could get his paper done.
Like the nerve, bro! I don't believe this guy. Oh yeah, before we go, free Palestine.
Yo, free Palestine.
Definitely.
Yo, did you niggas see the Israel Twitter page?
You're throwing all the rockets?
Yo! Fuck those bro, people,
you niggas follow Israel?
No, nah, it was going to
viral.
TV, yo.
It was viral.
It went back, yo. It was literally like 3 straight tweets of like
they made a thread of just the rocket emoji.
Yo,
like yo, 200,
yo,
just a rocket emoji.
Right, all 240 yo, characters?
And when I promote
thread, more rockets, nigga.
I can't even use the rocket like no more.
Like, it's, yeah, like, they was just.
All right, I'm smiling because I'm.
Because that's ridiculous.
This like. This part of the simulation I didn't account for that we living in, but that is fucking crazy.
Yeah, 22. You know,
and niggas said, they said this is the amount of rockets that they have shot at us in one of the tweets.
Stop, man. Fuck out of here.
Bro, so and it's only been one, like, one rocket shot at them from hey, like one person.
Just
one
yo, you know who else was letting off rockets? Kwame Brown.
I'm not doing this.
Yo,
I'm
not doing this. Kwame Brown was trying to pack niggas up
with lug boots.
He cool.
Yo, he was calling Matt Barnes. It was fuck. I can't remember what he was calling Matt
something
Barnes.
Something about him bench riding. Becky with the shit. Good
hair. Becky with yo.
Yeah.
Disrespectful.
Son.
He's a grown man.
Bro, and then at the end, he was like, yo, he chose. She chose, nigga. He chose.
Your white ancestry. He just kept saying that.
Yo.
Your white ancestry.
Yo, the development of 2021, Kwame Brown becoming somebody that is like nobody's just laughing at.
Sunset,
laughing.
Me and Kobe combined dropped 82 points.
Yo.
Like, what did you have? What did you set?
Yo, I was setting screens.
Did you see the screens I was setting, nigga? Like, are you not entertained? Yeah, he was dead ass. He wasn't laughing or none of that shit, bro.
He was very serious. He was dead passionate about them screens. Like, this is the best pick and roll of all fucking time, nigga. He was getting to it.
I mean, it is what it is.
Not really.
Nah, yeah, that's not what it is.
That's terrible, bro.
I'll never be able to think of Kwame Brown and not hear like Stephen A. Smith on it. Like, he's a scrub. He can't play. The guy stinks.
He's got small hands. He can't put 2 moves together.
You say he can't do the same move twice in a row. That's fucking.
Yo, that is
y'all
crazy.
Understand like the type of. You know what? Nah, I'm not even going.
Yo, man, I'm not shouting out Kwame Brown. He still stinks, but he's having his moment. This has been fun. Lenny definitely brought some laughs this week.
That is crazy.
I try, man.
Thank you for coming by, bro. We really appreciate it.
Always. This was great.
Shout out to everybody helping the production, and we'll see you guys next week.
Al.
Jose, play the music.
It's been a ball game. Play the music. Love in the building.
Make sure I get that motherfucking lover's patience. Let me tell you one thing, though. Rose, I don't need no motivation. Trying to change my situation. Make a lane away from niggas. Hit a fatal when your niggas. I don't get no explanations. I don't need no validation. I don't see no competition. I don't need no phony bitches. I don't fuck with opposition. Kill them all with preparation. Mix the flow with education. Smoke the whole of medication. Get these hoes above my face. If you ain't adding to my space, then you a cancer to my greatness.